with Gracie Abrams.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 27 tomorrow, Johannesburg 22, eMalahleni up to 26 degrees. We start in Limpopo, where Police Commissioner Thembi Hadebe said her province is the safest one in the country. She shared the crime statistics of the second and third quarter of this financial year, where there was a 29.5% drop in reported murders between October and December of last year.
Which clearly indicate that our strategies are making a significant impact.
She also added that the amount of reported rape cases decreased
by 7.3% in the second quarter and by 2.7% in the third quarter.
On to other matters, the health department has urged patients receiving HIV treatment from USAID and PEPFAR-funded centres to continue their treatment at public health facilities. This comes as the government contemplates the way forward following the directive from US President Donald Trump to immediately freeze funding to HIV, AIDS and TB projects in South Africa.
South Africans are also urged to go for regular health screening and testing in order to know their health status.
That was the department spokesperson, Foster Mohale. There are an estimated 8 million people living with AIDS in South Africa, and of those, nearly 6 million are on life-saving treatment. Meanwhile, Action SA suggests that the government should release the health professions levy to mitigate the gap that's left by the USA's decision. Health spokesperson Dr. Khosile Tlape says the NHI's pilot money should be used.
Pilot money for an NHI that amounting to billions should now be diverted into this emergency that we need.
Then to Parliament, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, William Kize, says the committee recently received a briefing from the National Department on efforts to support struggling municipalities, and he says they will continue to monitor the support efforts and implementation thereof.
To ensure there's accountability, to ensure that there's consequence management, to ensure that there's investigation and actions on criminal transgressions, and ultimately the taste for us of good performance is community satisfaction with service delivery.
Moving abroad, in Germany, one more person has died after a driver struck a crowd in southwest of the country. Several others have been seriously injured, and the 40-year-old German suspect was arrested on the scene. The authorities there says that the motivation for the act is still under investigation, and that whole story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. And finally, the 2025 Urban 20 initiative was launched today. It's expected to boost urban development and job creation in South Africa. The global initiative brings together major cities to influence discussions ahead of the G20 summit. The launch was attended by Tswane Mayor Nasipi Moya and Joburg Mayor Dara Morero.
It is about real economic opportunities, real investment, and real solutions for our people. Ensuring that the people of Tswane and Johannesburg see themselves in this process and feel its benefit.
For Johannesburg and Tswane, this is an opportunity to solidify our positions as international hubs for business, diplomacy and culture.
I'm Marlene Fischer. That's it from the news desk. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through.